This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Daniel Martinez. Date of birth, March 25, 2006. Case ID number is 698-4081. Date of exam, January the 2nd, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Erasto Canales, MD, dated 2/7/2023. Identifying information. This is a 17-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of dyslexia and seizure disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. He is presently in the 11th grade in a regular classroom setting with extra assistance as needed. He states he's making B's and C's in school and is looking forward to going to college soon. The claimant at the present time lives in a house of three people and is presently living with his grandmother, who is not working at this time. He has been receiving Social Security benefits for approximately 10 years. Allegation number one, dyslexia. Number two, seizure disorder. History of allegations. Number one, dyslexia. The claimant states that since 2013, he has had problems with dyslexia. He is presently in the 11th grade and making B's and C's in a regular classroom setting. It does take him longer to process what he's reading, but he has been able to do fairly well. He does have plans to go to college, but does not know exactly what he wants to study. He states his main problem is difficulty in reading and occasionally has to read things two or three times. He is presently on no medications at this time and appears to be doing fairly well with his condition. Allegation number two, seizure disorder. The claimant states that in 2013, he would have occasional grand mal seizures. He denies any history of trauma, tumor, cerebral vascular accident, drug withdrawal, or any infectious disease. The claimant was a preemie at birth, and he states the last time he had a seizure was in 2022. He states he usually has a seizure at least two times per year. He does not recall the last time he was hospitalized. His postictal symptoms include just tiredness. He was diagnosed with grand mal seizures, which appeared to be getting better for him. He is presently not being treated and has not had one in over a year. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 1 mile, stand for 6 hours, climb 3 to 4 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 50 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices and his physician is Dr. Erasto Canales. He is presently on no medication for pain and he enjoys playing soccer and football with his friends. Family history: his father died at the age of 25 from poisoned food. His mother is 39 and has recently had a cerebral vascular accident, hypertension, and high cholesterol. Medications: melatonin, 10 milligrams QHS. Medical problems: seizure disorder, dyslexia, history of being a preemie. Social history: tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol: the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. He denies any delirium tremors, but has had a seizure disorder in the past. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 106 pounds, height 5 feet, 4 and a half inches tall, BP 105 over 64 mmHg, heart rate 61 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 18.5, general. This is a 17 and a half year old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a very reliable and pleasant historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T, could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant states that he lost his glasses. Could you please drop down to... the last page, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnosis, number one, dyslexia. Dash appears to be doing fairly well in high school. He is in the 11th grade and is making B's and C's in a regular classroom setting. Allegation number two, seizure disorder. Dash, grand mal seizures, not being treated this time. The last seizure was in 2022, and he appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Daniel Martinez.